Bring yourself into a comfortable position on your back. Allow your mind to relax. Let go of any distractions or thoughts you may have brought with you to this practice. Let's begin by positioning yourself flat on the bed so that your arms can extend comfortably both out to the sides and overhead, reaching straight back to the wall behind you with your arms resting on the bed, moving down if necessary. Allow your eyes to close and bring your focus onto your breath. Breathing through your nose, invite the breath deep into your belly. Notice the coolness of the air as you inhale and its warmth as you exhale. Place your hands gently on your belly and feel it soften into your touch. As you inhale, feel it expand and rise. Then as you exhale, feel it lower. Feel the belly button pressing down towards your spine. Inhaling, visualizing light and healing energy spreading through your body. Exhaling, letting go of disease, tension, and stress. Letting go of any goals, any need to achieve during this special time. Dropping any expectations of yourself and letting the body decide how far it can go and what it can do. If your body calls for any modifications to the warm-up stretches or the yoga postures we'll be doing, listen to the wisdom of your body. Feel free to release the postures whenever you want. Continuing now with deep, full breaths, we'll move into a series of warm-up stretches. Slowly bring your arms down to your sides, palms facing up. Legs are comfortably apart, shoulders relaxed, and gently start to roll your head from side to side. Notice any cracking or areas of discomfort. Keeping your head on the bed, inhaling as the face comes up to center and exhaling as it lowers down to the side. Inhaling up, exhaling down. Continue, let your movements be slow and steady, relaxing into your breath. Now coming back up to center, keeping your head on the bed, gradually lower your chin down towards your chest. And lift the chin, and lower the chin. Again, lift, and lower, and lift, and lower. Now interlace your fingers behind the neck, lift the chin, and let the elbows open and fall out towards the bed. Again, lower the chin to the chest, this time while drawing the elbows up, inviting them to touch one another over the chest. Then while lifting the chin, let the elbows open again out to the sides, letting the head and neck relax comfortably in your hands. Repeat the movement, dropping the chin, lifting the elbows, bringing them towards one another, and raising the chin, elbows lowering towards the bed. And again, lifting the elbows and noticing a gentle stretch in the shoulders as you bring them together. And as you open and widen the elbows back down towards the bed, feel your chest expand and lift. Then release your hands, bringing your arms down alongside your body, palms up. Bring your attention back to your breath, inhaling, belly rising, and exhaling, belly lowering. Now gently raise the right arm into the air, fingertips reaching up toward the ceiling. Then imagine the arm being blown gently by the wind, and let it start to move in any way that feels good. Let the movement come from the shoulder, feeling a freedom and playfulness. Allow the elbow to bend, and notice how the wrist is becoming involved. The hand now like a butterfly, flying, moving softly in the sky. And lowering the arm back down to your side. Then repeating the movement on the other side, raising the arm, extending out through the fingers, being aware of the difference between the right and left sides of your body. Feeling the opening that's occurring in your shoulder, breathing deep and full. Your wrist leisurely exploring the air with grace and ease. And gradually letting that arm come down and rest alongside your body. Noticing how your arms feel, any tingling, any heaviness, letting go of any judgments. Now taking in a deep breath and at the same time bring both shoulders up towards the ears, tensing the arms, squeezing the shoulders, holding the breath, and then exhaling, let go. Once again, inhale the shoulders up, squeeze and hold tight, 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 and release. Keeping the arms alongside the body, start to make circles with both wrists. Imagining your knuckles inside an almost empty jar of peanut butter, try to scrape out the last little bit. Then reverse the circles. Sensing perhaps that the first direction felt more comfortable. Now stopping the circling and squeeze the fingers together, making a tight fist. Remembering to breathe. Then open the hands, stretching each finger out wide in a different direction. And release. Shake out your hands. Wiggle your arms. Shimmy your shoulders. And relax. Take a few moments and tune into your breath. Notice what your body is saying. Sensing any special needs for today. Letting go of any comparisons with what you could do yesterday. Any hopes of what you will do tomorrow. Breathing into a feeling of gratefulness and appreciation for what you're able to do today. Then bring your attention to your feet. Pointing your toes, imagine you could touch the wall in front of you with your big toes. And as you release the stretch, flex the ankles, pressing out through the heels, drawing the toes back towards the body. Now alternate pointing and flexing and pointing and flexing. When you're ready, start to make some small circular movements with your ankles. Notice any cracking or stiffness. Then reverse the circles. Again, noticing any difference in ease with the new direction. Bringing the movement to a stop, begin wiggling your toes. And then imagine someone placing a pencil under your toes and curl your toes down over that pencil and hold it tight. Squeeze, noticing any sensations, and release gently. Then shake out the feet, the calves, letting go of any tension in the legs. Now bending both knees, bring the soles of the feet to rest on the bed about hip width apart, drawing the feet comfortably back towards the buttocks. Lift the sole of the right foot off the bed, place the hands under the right thigh, Interlace the fingers and let the weight of the leg fall into the hands, calf relaxing down towards the bed. Relax your shoulders, relax your neck, relax your arms. Breathing is deep and even. Keeping the hands under the thigh, straighten the leg up towards the ceiling. Allow the chin to stay relaxed. Breathing is comfortable. Again, point the toes, flex the ankle, and circle the ankle. Then, very slowly bending the right knee, let the sole of the foot return to the bed and release the hands, coming back to your breath. Now, repeating the movement on the other side, bringing the sole of the left foot off the bed, interlacing the fingers under the left thigh, and straightening the leg, foot up towards the ceiling. Pointing the toes, flexing the ankle, and making some circles. Belly is soft, shoulders relaxed, having fun with your left foot. Gently replacing the sole of the foot on the bed and releasing the hands. Take in a deep breath. And as you exhale, lift both feet slightly off the bed. Place the palms of your hands on your knees and, keeping the knees and feet together, start to make circles with your knees. Move slowly and easily, letting your breath and awareness go to any areas of sensation. Reverse the circles, noticing any differences, luxuriating in the soothing massage to your lower back. Now let the soles of the feet return to the bed, knees in the air, hands releasing, and stretch your arms out to the sides, fingertips pointing out towards the walls on either side of you, palms down. Keeping the knees and feet close to one another, gently start to rock the hips from side to side, letting the legs be like windshield wipers on a car, dropping down towards one side, then the other. One hip coming up off the bed, then the other. Try inhaling as you bring the knees up to center and exhaling as they lower. Continuing, coordinating the movement with your breath, opening, exploring, feeling. Gradually let the movement come to a rest. Take in a deep breath, and while exhaling, bring the knees down into your chest and wrap your arms around your legs and give yourself a gentle hug. Release and extend the legs flat on the bed and let the arms stretch up and overhead, then reach back to the wall behind you, arms resting on the bed. Stretch out long through the arms and legs, through the fingers and the toes. Inhale deeply and release with a sigh. Inhaling again, reach and extend, feeling your rib cage expand and lift up out of your waist. Arms and legs lengthening and release with a sigh. Now for the last of our warm-up stretches, see yourself a child just waking up in the morning. Start to slowly move and stretch. Let the body roll and turn. Feel it opening and letting go. Letting the hips and shoulders get involved, opening the back, allowing your body to move in response to the urges it feels, affirming your connection with your body. and taking a moment to slowly let your body come to a rest. Our first yoga posture is the knee down twist, Supta Matsyendrasana. This relaxing posture rotates, extends, and aligns the spine while helping to maintain flexibility and prevent the spinal fusing and immobility that frequently happens as we age. Beginning, legs are straight. Keeping the arms on the bed, extend them out to the sides as if to touch the walls on either side of the room, palms down. Now bend the right knee and place the sole of the right foot on the left knee. Extend out through the fingertips, all five fingers together. Inhale, and as you exhale, let the knee slowly roll across the body to the left, dropping down towards the bed. Let your right hip come up off the bed. Breathing is relaxed. Notice your right shoulder wanting to come up off the bed and gently press down through that shoulder. Take your left hand, place it on your right knee, and let the weight of the left hand lower the knee down a little more. Point out through the toes of your left foot. Extend out through the crown of the head. Continue to gently lower the knee and press down into your right shoulder. Reach out through the fingertips of the right hand and slowly turn the head to the right as if to glance over the shoulder. To come out of the posture, release the left hand. Let the head and knee travel very slowly back up to center. Breathing is deep and full. Straighten the leg and gently let the arms return down alongside the body, palms up. Notice what your body is saying. Take a moment just to feel. Now repeating the posture on the other side, extend the arms out to the sides, palms down. Bend the left leg. Place the sole of the left foot on the right knee. Inhale. Exhale and lower the knee down to the right, left hip coming off the bed. Place the right hand on the knee, again letting the weight of the hand lower the knee. Press the left shoulder gently down towards the bed. Breathe deeply and let the body soften into the posture. Point out through the toes of the right foot. Extend out through the fingertips of the left hand. Press out through the crown of the head. And finally turn the head as if to glance over the left shoulder. Let go of any thoughts of achieving or efforting, letting the body move from its own inner knowing. Extend into the posture, extend into life. Soften into the posture, soften into life. Breathe deeply and enjoy the benefits of the knee-down twist. Slowly releasing the right hand, let the head and knee come back to center. Extend the leg and let the arms return to the sides, palms up. Bring your attention back to your breath, belly rising and lowering. Preparing now to move into our next posture, the mountain, Tadasana. The mountain helps develop concentration, poise, and endurance as it strengthens the body. Bringing the legs and feet together, slowly move your arms out to the sides. Keeping your arms on the bed, and as if to make snow angels, continue to move the arms up until they're extending out to the wall behind you. Rotate the arms so that the palms are facing one another, about shoulder width apart, Invite the arms to straighten, elbows moving in close to the ears. Notice if your fingers are separated. Bring all five fingers together. Notice if the chin is straining up towards the ceiling, and if it is, relax it down towards the chest. Flex the ankles, stretch the legs, and imagine being able to place the soles of your feet on the wall in front of you. Continue to reach out through the fingertips. Feel a lengthening in your whole body. Breathing deeply and steadily, see yourself as a mountain, strong, imposing, towering high above the earth. Your whole body is extending, lengthening, strengthening. Continue to press down through the soles of your feet, up through your fingertips, and out through your chest. Let go of any effort, any striving. Let the body hold itself. And when you're ready to release the posture, relax the feet, relax the legs. Imagine a cloud under each arm, and very slowly, keeping the arms on the bed, let the arms float back down to your sides, seeing each one being supported by a cloud. Staying in touch with your breathing, letting energy move the body rather than move it willfully. Letting the movement be almost imperceptible. Turning down the volume of your mind, turning up the volume of your heart. And with your arms finally resting alongside the body, palms up, ready for our next posture, Pavanamuttasana, the wind-relieving pose. Feel the body light and relaxed on the bed. Bend the right knee. Sole of the foot comes off the bed. Interlace the fingers and place your clasped hands on your right shin about 2 inches below the bent knee. Shoulders and chin are relaxed. Head flat on the bed. Elbows are close to the body. There's no straining, no tension. Take in a deep breath, and as you exhale, draw the right knee down towards your chest. Foot stays relaxed. As you inhale, feel the belly rise, and as you exhale, lower the knee and thigh a little closer to the chest. Once again, inhale, let there be no forcing, and exhale, lowering the knee to the chest. And again, inhale, letting go of effort, exhale, and lowering the knee to the chest. And releasing the right leg, letting it extend flat onto the bed, arms alongside the body, palms up. Now bending the left knee, sole of the foot comes off the bed, interlacing the fingers, placing the clasped hands on the shin about 2 inches below the bent knee, checking the entire body, letting go of any tension, noticing if the shoulders have lifted, checking that the chin is relaxed, elbows tucked in. Inhale deeply, and exhale, lowering the bent knee toward the chest, and again, inhale, relax, exhale, and lower. Continuing, letting each breath move your body more fully into the posture. Pavanamuttasana, the wind-relieving pose, helps get rid of gas. It improves flexibility in the hip joints and firms the abdomen and thighs. Now releasing the left leg down to the bed and lowering the arms. For the third part of this posture, lift both knees in towards the chest, feet staying alongside one another and uncrossed. Clasp your arms around your legs just below the knees, hands grasping opposite elbows, arms, wrists, whatever possible, and hugging the knees. Keeping your shoulders and head on the bed, chin relaxed. Inhale, And as you exhale, gently draw the knees down towards the chest. Hold the posture, breathing comfortably, lowering the knees a little more with each exhalation. Asking yourself where you can relax into this posture even more. And when you're ready to come out of the posture, return the arms and legs slowly back down to the bed. Arms alongside the body, palms up. Bring the heels together and let the toes open out to the sides of the room. Rock the body gently from side to side till it finds a comfortable resting place. And breathe. Moving into our last posture, the tree, Vrikshasana. While keeping the leg on the bed, bend the right knee out to the side and bring the sole of that foot to rest against either the inner calf, inner knee, or inner thigh of your straight leg. Notice if your bent knee doesn't want to lay flat on the bed. Take in a breath and exhale into the right hip. Bring the hands together over the chest, palm against palm, touching your breastbone as if praying. Keeping the palms pressed together, raise the arms overhead, and your arms then reaching back toward the wall behind you, arms coming to rest on the bed. Keep breathing. Point out through the toes of your extended foot. Press gently down into your bent knee. Extend the head and arms away from the shoulders. Feel the rib cage lift up out of your waist. Relax the chin and invite the elbows to straighten and move in towards your ears. Breathing comfortably, see yourself as your favorite tree. See your roots growing out from your toes and spreading down into the soil. Feel your uppermost branches growing and reaching up to the sun, feeling your connection with heaven and earth. To come out of the posture, gracefully lower the arms back down to your sides, palms up. Let the bent leg straighten. And now repeating the posture on the opposite side, bending the left leg, placing the sole of the foot on the inside of the right leg, bringing the hands above the chest in prayer position, reaching the arms back to the wall behind you, and slowly letting your tree grow. Point out through the toes of the right foot. Extend out through the arms, the fingertips, the crown of the head. Elbows straightening, lengthening the back of your neck by dropping your chin. And finally, watching as your body holds itself. Breathing deeply. The tree, sensing the concentration it develops, feeling the increase in flexibility it brings to your ankles, knees, hips, back, and shoulders, knowing the confidence it's building. Yoga is not about learning something new. Yoga is about learning. Coming out of the posture now, letting the arms lower, straightening the bent leg, letting your body come to rest in preparation for relaxation. Let your awareness come back to your breath. Belly soft, rising as you inhale, and lowering as you exhale. Your whole body giving up its weight onto the support of the bed. Bringing the heels towards one another, and let the toes fall out to the side. Let the head softly roll back and forth until it finds a comfortable place to stop. Feel the arms down alongside the body, palms up. Squeeze the toes of your right foot tightly together, holding the squeeze, forcibly extend out through the leg, Feel the tightness travel up into your calf, your knee, your thigh, and squeeze your right buttock, holding the leg straight like a lamp post. Inhale it up about 2 inches off the bed, hold it, and boom, let it drop. Now squeeze the toes of the left foot. Extend out through the leg. Feel the tension move into your calf, your knee, your thigh, and your buttock. Inhale the leg up, hold it, and let go. Now, making a tight fist with your right hand, squeeze the tension up into your forearm, your elbow, your upper arm, your shoulder. Inhale the arm up about 2 inches, keep squeezing, and let go. Tightening the left hand, the wrist, the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder. Keeping the arm straight as a steel rod, inhale it off the bed, hold it, and release. Now, scrunching up your face as tightly as you can, squeeze the eyes, the nose, the forehead, your mouth. Feel the tightness move into your scalp, your ears, your jaw, your neck. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax. Now, imagining a magic wand passing slowly over your face, see all lines disappear, all expression wiped away. Breathing is full and deep. Each time you exhale, think of it as an opportunity to get rid of tension, toxins, anxiety, and negativity. Each time you inhale, breathe into healing, breathe into balance, lightness, and clarity. Breathe into the knowledge that you have the ability to recreate this peace for yourself at any time. Let the breath go even deeper. Feel how each breath harmonizes your being and allows a calmness and beauty to spread throughout your body. Let there be peace in the world. Let there be peace in your heart. Jai Bhagwan, I honor the light.